Welcome back into Fox on Fox. Nick Griffith alongside Broncos head coach John Fox. Coach, the Jets lost 31-0 last week. They've got just one win all year long. That said, this is the NFL. You got to kind of be careful not to fall into one of those trap type games here, right?
Yeah, I mean, our guys understand that this is a good football team. They're backed into a corner, so to speak. They are at home. Rex Ryan's an outstanding coach. And they've got phases of the game that are really good. I mean, their defense leads the NFL in sacks. They're very good. They're top five against the rush. Then on offense, there's been a lot made of, some of their problems in the passing game. But, they're, I think, one or two in the league in rushing. So, they're a good football team and they're capable.
Well, we saw this last week with some of the quarterback flux from the Cardinals. Again, with the Jets, is it Geno Smith? Will it be Michael Vick that steps in? Here's Terrence Knighton right now talking about the fact that it may not really matter who the quarterback is.
We want to make it more than what it is. We keep things basic on defense, and, we rely on our effort and our technique and, and how hard we play on defense to dictate the game. We don't try to, change what we do for an opponent.
You echo that, Coach, that, you got a defense that kind of wants to dictate what the offense does. Therefore, of course, there's exceptions. You have to game plan to some extent to determine who's behind center. But at the same time, I guess you really want to take the action to the offense.
Yeah, I think, it's so much what to do, how to do it, and be able to execute that under pressure. And so, we maintain that really in all three phases of our game here with the Broncos. So I agree totally. It's just about execution. Whoever executes the best usually wins. It doesn't matter what phase of the game it is. And, they're a little bit different style than what we faced last year or last week. They run the zone read. They have a quarterback that runs the football, but similar to some other teams we've seen already.
At the wide receiver position, you'll see a familiar foe out there, familiar face in one, Eric Decker. Do you have to game plan a little extra special? You're obviously very familiar with him, and he's limited this week with the hamstring, so we'll see just how much he plays. But kind of a unique situation to play against Eric?
Yeah, I think you're in this league long enough, you go to your old team. Whether you're a coach or a player, it happens. It's the business side of this sport, and most of us enjoy the football part of it way better. So, they got a good football player. Eric did a lot of good things for us, and I'm happy for he and his family, and just not so much on game day.
All right, thanks, Coach. And a reminder, John Fox will still join us in just a minute to answer questions submitted by you, the fans. But next up, let's go back to Raul, who is standing by with this week's Pacific Auction Injury Report.
That's right, Nick. The Broncos releasing this week's injury report, and for the first time this season, some bad news for the offense. Starting running back Monte Ball out with a groin injury. He's expected to be on the sidelines for the next few weeks. The only other change this week, special teams captain David Bruton will be back in action after missing some time with a bad ankle. Now with Ball out, it's a big week for Broncos running back Ronnie Hillman. The spotlight will be on him to carry the running game. He's the subject of this week's Know Your Broncos, sponsored by Arby's. The strong coaching staff in Denver has helped Hillman raise his game the past three seasons, but it was one of Hillman's youth football coaches that got him going on the right path. And you might recognize him. That's Snoop D-O-double-G, man. Hillman says the rapper not only helped him with football, he also invested in the kids.
He's highly into football, but, it's more just, supporting the youth kids and, trying to get them off the streets and, being in an urban city, I kind of helped, a lot, in that area, so it was pretty cool for him to do that.
Love it. Snoop was involved with several youth teams in the Los Angeles area. Hillman says when it came to football, he was just as competitive as the kids. I love it. After the break, we're back with Coach Fox as he tackles questions from you, the fan. Hear how he and the rest of the coaches stay in shape during the season. Plus, what goes into challenging a call? How Coach Fox decides when to toss the red flag.